The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, it is time for the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Number 5. I do not want to leave Orion out. Mm. That does add a little gravitas.
It does.
It was always a very, very good segment, mm-hmm. and now it's that little something extra that
feels
I like.
A little more important now,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Anytime, you got to make it great, not
right.
good.
Yeah, you got to step up.
Rise to Orion standards.
Well, let's see if we can do that, Anna.
Okay, we'll try.
I'll try to read English, which is my native tongue. U.S. Capitol Police shot a Tennessee man this afternoon after he pulled out a gun at the Capitol Visitor Center. The gunman attempted to go through the metal detectors at the Capitol Visitor Center entrance when those magnetometers, wow, mm-hmm. look at Brian typing these multi-syllable words. I like it. The magnetometers beeped. He was stopped by security and then pulled out a gun. Some witnesses gave accounts of what they saw.
It said Capitol building in lockdown, shots fired. I think it repeated twice. We didn't know if it was pre-recorded or if it was part of what, because we were watching the video at the time, so it came on over the top of that. It was scary hearing that kind of thing over the loudspeaker, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think they did the best they could given the circumstances.
There was a bunch of military police coming up with guns. They were shoving us over to one side so they could run up. And then they took us, seemed like a very long hall that they said was 3 levels below in the basement.
They made us go into like the little room where we would have to sit down and just be very quiet. And I sat down behind Madeline and she was protecting me and I felt really safe behind her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I often use Madeline as a human shield.
You can only imagine, though, the kids feeling the terror.
Oh,
you don't know what's going to come next. We had the security expert on earlier today talking about how what police and authorities initially will do is protect and make sure that they're trying to figure out if there's going to be another attack, if this is some kind of, you know,
sure, lure you in with the one, the initial attack, and then the big one follows.
And so much going on with this being Easter week and all the people there, you just feel for them, you know, not knowing what was going to happen. But it turns out they did take down the gunman. According to the ABC News report we heard earlier, life-threatening injuries to him, the suspect, but one woman injured, but none of the cops were injured as we initially had heard.
Thank goodness. Have you ever been in a situation, I mean, you've covered news a lot, where all of a sudden they said, we've got to evacuate or we're on lockdown? Because like the first guy in that clip said, I wouldn't know if that was part of the,
right.
the average citizen is going to go, wait,
it
what?
It seems so foreign and hard to connect to. Yeah, I mean, I've covered gang shootings, and often there'll be a retribution, and you'll be there hours later, and police will suspect that there's going to be more.
Okay.
And that's when you know to get out of there, or when the police leave the scene, you get out of there, too. That's the other thing I learned. But, you know, just a stone's throw away from this was the big Easter egg roll at the White House with Beyonce, Jay-Z, Shaquille O'Neal, all kinds of celebrities. There was so much going on in that little area. It was probably hard to make sense of it at first, just to see what was happening. But it was contained, and they got him.
Yeah, thankfully, not as bad as it potentially could have been. Let's move on, shall we, to
Number 4.
Number 4, Pez Candy. Oh, I love this story. Pez Candy abruptly canceled its third annual Easter egg hunt Saturday after parents stormed the field in Connecticut. You can't beat a good Pez, though, Anna.
I do like Pez. My daughter loves Pez.
Delicious.
I'm not sure she'd trample people for one. I would hope not.
No, you trample them for her.
Oh, that's how it works. The adults do it.
The adults do the trampling. According to a company news release, children as young as 4 were pushed aside by parents eager to grab as many of the 9,000 eggs hidden in the 3 fields.
When it came time for like 10:30, like the parents just bum rushed that area. When my son left, he had a broken basket and was hysterically crying. I'm not going to take my kids somewhere where now I feel like you're not putting their safety, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
See, and I read that people were blaming Pez. You can't blame Pez. They were doing something nice. You blame the idiot parents who were going to. I love that an Easter egg hunt and bum rush are now synonymous. Parents bum rush children.
Pushing children and breaking Easter baskets. There's one kid who had a bloody nose. It's just like, what kind of an Easter egg hunt is this?
Right.
What does it come to?
How much are Pez that you have to fight a 4-year-old to get some Pez?
Oh, my gosh.
Pez general manager Sean Peterson said the parents were very immature.
So we started talking to folks of, hey, you know, this is supposed to start at a directed time that we've posted. Let's wait. We'll give a whistle. We'll give the signal to start this. And that lasted about a minute. And then folks just rushed the field and took everything. It was like locusts. Everybody descended and left. It's unfortunate people left disappointed. That's certainly never the goal with that. It was just, you know, supposed to be a fun, free activity. And we did our best. Unfortunately, it just fell a little short.
Well, we have some of a statement from actually
Pez?
Sent to us from Sean Peterson, the man
Pez
we
guy?
Just heard of, heard from. Here is just a part of it. Unfortunately, the number of families that participated far exceeded the previous 2 years' events. People chose to ignore staff direction and entered the fields before the posted start times, removing everything well before the activity was to begin.
Oh.
Due to the actions of a few, the good intent quickly turned into disappointment. We made every effort to pass out plenty of candy and coupons to the children that were unable to obtain anything during the event. That's part of the statement from the project manager, Sean Peterson.
How
at Pez
sad
Candy.
That Pez throws a free event,
right,
trying to do what's right for the community, and this is how it's handled. And then they say the parents are the ones to blame. You would almost, I mean, it almost make a little bit of sense if like a couple of kids got out of control.
Right. Some toddlers wander into the field.
Kids or something happened, but it's like the parents ripping up Easter baskets? This is terrible.
It's terrible, and unfortunately, it doesn't really surprise me all that much.
Right.
And that's very sad to say.
That is sad.
But it's just awful, awful. Now I need some Pez. Can we run over to the candy store?
Yeah,
next
just
time?
Talking about it makes you kind of want some, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think this, what's that big candy joint right next door in the tower here?
Mm-hmm, the big got, Michigan yeah, Avenue
oh,
candy place.
Oh, man, they got Pez.
They've got everything.
All right, listen, while Violetta is checking traffic trouble spots, I'm going to get something that'll shoot candy out of its neck, and I will enjoy the rest of my day. Meanwhile, here is Violetta Podramedic with the traffic trouble spots.
I like some Pez, too, by the way.
What kind do you like, Violetta?
Well, to me, it's more important the container you
yes.
put it in. You
can
know?
I get
it's
you
not
a
so
clearance
much...
Easter one where maybe a chick shoots some candy
yeah,
at you?
Chick with purple Pez.
Chick with purple Pez. She's very specific.
I'd like a bunny with the raspberry Pez.
Wow. I got to get a list going. Judy,
okay.
Anything? Judy's ignoring us. She gets no Pez. Violetta, what's the traffic?
Wish you were handier around the house? Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN-TV.
All right, the top 5 of 5 continues. But first, I always like to give a shout-out if a texter makes me laugh out loud. And
like
somebody from the 312, after talking about the Pez story, said it's the Easter Hunger Games.
It's so perfect.
That's it. Easter Hunger. Oh, he made everybody
Except
in the booth
the
laugh,
kids
too.
Aren't taking out the other kids. The parents are taking out the parents.
Yeah, that seems unfair.
Which, yeah.
Because in a battle, an adult should always beat a kid, unless you're Cat Williams. Then you get cold-cocked on a playground by a 7th grader. But that's a whole other story. It's time to continue the top 5 at 5 with...
Number 3.
Thank you, Ori. And the City Council's Black and Latino caucuses formed a united front today to cheer Mayor Rahm Emanuel's selection of Chicago Police Department veteran Eddie Johnson as the next superintendent.
I have complete confidence that interim superintendent Eddie Johnson will hit the ground running. He is already on the job. He knows our police department. He knows our city. He has deep and abiding ties with community leaders and residents throughout the city. And he has the trust and respect of the rank and file police officers, which is essential
Ron's getting
for the
call.
Job he has to do to lead them from the front and get them doing what we trust them to do as police officers.
Do you think the mayor gets mad when he's doing a press conference and somebody's phone rings?
Find out who made that call.
You are so done. You're going to be working in a far, far flung suburb.
You know, Eddie Johnson is trending on Twitter and on social media in Chicago. And I think a lot of people want to know who is he? What's he about? He gets the mayor's endorsement. A lot of police officers saying they like him. He's popular with a lot of the rank and file, mm-hmm. having served there himself. Grew up in Cabrini Green. He's also worked with the communities, and he's no stranger to working in high-crime districts as both an officer, as a blue shirt, as they like to say, and also as a supervisor.
Yeah, he was previously the chief of the patrol division.
So to the rank and file and to the command staff, I say this. We must be defined by our integrity, our reputation, and our character. We took an oath to serve and protect, and we would do so as professionals. We must not allow ourselves to be defined otherwise. I also want to speak to the people of Chicago. It's an honor to serve you. I'm one of you. I grew up here. I raised my kids here. My family is here. I patrol the neighborhoods at every hour of the day and night for 27 years. I know that trust won't be restored overnight. It has to be earned every day in both routine as well as high-pressure situations.
All right, let's hope he can get it done.
Let's hope
something's got to change.
He's got his hands full, and we have. If he does what's right, we'll give him the support.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you hope he knows what's wrong. He's in there. He's in the thick of it. So let's hope. Moving along.
Number two.
Oh, are you a UFC fan, Anna?
Not really. Did you peg me as one, really?
Well, I don't know. You know, you'd
my
be
nephew
surprised.
Is, and sometimes I have to go to these events with him. But other
sit
than
outside
that,
the octagon, scream for blood. UFC fighter John Jones is in hot water after a video of him swearing at a police officer during a traffic stop in Los Angeles, California, was released online. The superstar fighter can be seen verbally disagreeing with the police officer through the camera on his uniform, especially after he is accused of drag racing his Corvette.
Are you drag racing that Cadillac?
I didn't drag race.
Sir, driver's license, registration, and insurance, please.
I did not drag race a Cadillac.
I watched you do it right there on Broadway.
No, you did not, sir.
Any reason?
No, you did not. I did not drag race a Cadillac.
Okay. Any reason, sir?
Any reason for what?
For the way you're driving. The way you took off there at Broadway after you revved your engine.
I did not.
After you revved your engine.
I didn't say
drag wife.
Yeah, you
said
drag
race. That's
absolutely
right.
And I did not.
Okay.
He's on probation from a hit-and-run conviction, so that doesn't help your case.
Very nice. We have a bonus cut, which is always exciting.
Don't tell me what I know. You're going to testify to what I know?
I'm going to testify to what you know.
I know that you were drag racing, and I will testify to that.
That I was not drag racing.
Actually, I do know that you were drag racing.
You and I both know that I did not speed. You and I both know that I freaking revved my engine at the red light, and I never took off racing at all. Nor was the car next to me ever took off racing. I just simply revved
both
my engine.
Both of you took off at a high rate of speed, sir.
No, I did
only
not.
Only you kept going. He
no,
slowed
I
down.
No, I did not.
Okay.
You are an absolute liar.
Well, we can talk about it in court. I need you to sign inside this box. Once again, you're not admitting guilt. You're letting me know you're aware of the court date.
How do you sleep with yourself?
Mostly on my left side.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
that was brilliant.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Now, you hear an exchange like that.
Uh-huh.
That cop showed unbelievably
restraint.
You got
he
a guy swearing at you right in your face. You'd be
right.
Like, shut up.
It's an example of probably what happens every day, the officers having to listen to being called names, et cetera, and go through with it. But it's the bad guys among the forces that we've talked about before that get a bad name for them,
right.
Give them a bad name. But here, let's let the courts decide.
Well, it's good to know John Jones is practicing his street-side legal legal expertise. That was quite the argument.
At least he didn't try to fight him.
You would think being a UFC fighter, you wouldn't have to drag race to prove your manhood. But
he's already tough.
Exactly. Now it's time for
number one.
I picture Orion in a Carmen Miranda hat while he recorded the number one.
I hope he dances better than Geraldo. And I bet he does, by
sure,
the way.
Sure, Orion's got some soul. He's got some moves. Today, during an interview with Wisconsin Talk Radio host Charles Sykes, or as they call him, Charlie Sykes, presidential candidate Donald Trump excused his history of sexist comments in what turned out to be a very contentious interview. Sykes pointed out that Trump was doing very poorly in the polls among women.
Women are just going to have to see what I've done. I've hired tremendous numbers of women. Women are in my highest executive positions. I pay women in many cases more than I pay men, which is more than most people can say. I'd like to hear what these people, you know, I've been a person that's been in the entertainment business and a very big person in a business, and I've been quoted over the years by everybody from the time I started business. For whatever reason, I became a celebrity in the sense. Certainly, I never thought I would run for office. And many people, you know, Howard Stern would interview me and everybody would be having fun and the women would be laughing.
Yeah. All right. He also talked about the sexist comments he made about Megyn Kelly.
If Megyn Kelly were a man, I would be saying the exact same things about Megyn Kelly and the same thing with Rosie O'Donnell. I'm not a fan of Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow, bringing Rosie back into it. Rosie's been out of his crosshairs for a long time. He figured, let's dredge that
poor
one up,
Rosie.
Too. Rosie takes a lot of abuse at Donald Trump's hands.
She does. She's become an election topic, even though it's been, years since that whole thing happened.
I think, he may be polling badly among women, but there's a lot of women who it doesn't seem to matter what comments he makes. They'll go, well, he's right.
Or they'll say that that part of the picture doesn't matter. Well, they're willing to excuse this part
right.
of Trump for this part of Trump.
It's all overblown. That's the problem. Well, it's time to wrap things up.
The top five at five.